Well, you know, it's that time again.
Oh.
It's Memorial Day, and we, you know, it's the time when we honor all of those who, well, you know, take, for instance, Larry the Veteran. You know, I know it's too soon.
I know. Ooh,
too Larry soon.
Oh, Larry.
But
the best thing about Larry the Veteran
is it? Oh, okay.
Because on Memorial Day, he's dead, Larry the Veteran, and that means he's not calling
me.
No.
The thing we remember most about Larry the Veteran is that every year he buys a new mattress.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
guys? Big fat thing, you.
Man!
What? Y'all, let's get right to it because fat people are on vacation. Woo! Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 29th of May, 2023, in the I got my feet up by the pool year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts. Haven't quite showered yet, but y'all, we had to squeeze this in before the jalopy took flight. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I am celebratory, he can't get it correct. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is the nasty fatty himself. It's my Friday. Hi, my honey.
I'm wearing my nasty pig shirt. Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't save that for the meet-a-palooza.
Well, I have a special, something special to wear for that. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it'll be special.
I'm sure the Floppo and the former number one fan and the young one who will be unavailable. The young one will be there. The VJ Tran is unavailable. Y'all, have you ever met VJ? He's lovely.
He is going to be there.
Oh, I thought he said he was unavailable.
He's unavailable, except he will be at Meetapalooza.
Thank goodness. Y'all, Big Fatty.
And he might bring David B. from the occasional fag. You know, you have one of those every now and then.
I do.
You?
Y'all, I've
especially
met.
When drinking, right?
Right. Y'all, I've met David B. and I've met VJ. Y'all, we were in our 20s. I was in my 20s.
Well, that was many, many years ago.
Yeah, I was in my mid-20s at that point. Y'all, we met up in the New York City.
New York City?
Yeah, we had a chips and salsa fest.
I remember you going to that. Who else came to that?
Extra Special Chris was there, and
was Eric the Southern Boy there?
I think this was before him, before he started his podcast. And this is before you, even.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it was before y'all. Tristan was there. And there were other people. Y'all, I honestly, they're podcasters that pod faded, but they pod faded so long ago, they fat faded right from my mind.
Oh, well, quite that honestly. Didn't take long.
That's true. But y'all, happy Memorial Day.
This show
Day.
Will fat fade from your mind.
If you're lucky.
In about, right after it's bounced.
Right. Y'all, we are recording a little bit early because Burke Friday is off to Meetapalooza, and Mr. Larry H. Vader, myself here, myself in the jar, are off to the Orlandos for the G'days.
Now, will you be taking the jalopy?
No, we're taking the pickle-mobile.
Oh!
Yeah, y'all, he got it detailed. I haven't seen it yet, but of course it rained. Y'all, but before we get into it,
let's get right into the weather report.
Y'all, Welcome to winter.
To Camisole Central.
What the fuck? Y'all, it's 50. Well, actually, it's warmed up a little bit. But at noontime, I was like, my fingers are a little bit chilly. Y'all, it was 58 degrees outside.
It went to 54 last night.
Yeah. It is
cold.
Y'all, the wind was blowing, and y'all, I was out and about in it.
Rain, you know, and that just makes it, you know, is that dank.
Oh.
It's dank.
I mean, I tried to turn the heat on. Turns out it didn't need to. It's plenty warm in the Vader family compound, but y'all, it was damp, and it was, I got under those covers and snored it up.
The electric camisole is lovely.
And we frequently have a little cold snap right before Memorial Day.
We have a cold spell every year in May.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit later than normal.
Well, and it is. Sorry. Y'all, we've twisted Big Mama's arm.
Were you having a first alert, colon alert?
No. Y'all, Big Mama, y'all, who doesn't love Big Mama? And Big Mama has been going through some stuff, personally, family-wise, and relationship-wise. And y'all, Big Mama just couldn't come to the G'days. Couldn't come. Y'all, Big Mama's coming to the G'days.
Oh, and, is he riding with y'all?
He is not. He'll be coming down later for just a couple of days. But Big Mama is hoisting down. And y'all, we got word Friday from Extra Special Chris, that our friend Daryl in the San Franciscos is coming. So the jar is going to get
now,
to meet
I've
him.
Met the Daryl in the San Franciscos, right?
For some reason, yes, you have. And I don't remember when, but most of my friends have met him. And y'all, Daryl is a ton of fun out there in the San Franciscos. So that's great for the jar. But y'all, people just keep coming out of the woodwork. Breaking news. We're having drinks with Daniel Brewer and Zach on Friday at the Disney Springs. Y'all out of the woodwork. So if any of you are in the Orlando area at the G'days, y'all will be at the Host Hotel and for the parties, and we will be at Hamburglar Mary's on Friday night. Y'all, it's gotten political, and we will be at the
will you be protesting at Hamburglar Mary's?
The Hamburglar Mary's has sued the Florida legislature, and I don't know if we should be
there's a legislative surcharge added to each bill,
right? Y'all, I have to give them credit, and I don't want to get y'all, Officer 2000 is blowing me up, blowing my computer up right now.
Yes.
Do y'all remember Officer 2000 from the original LFC? Y'all, we haven't spoken since the pre-pandemic, and all of a sudden, out of the woodwork to let me know we met
since
25
the original
years ago.
LFC.
Yeah, basically.
Which ended in 2008, right?
2007, yes. December 2007. No, we've spoken since then, but haven't since pre-pandemic, and y'all, he has all the questions. Anyway, but
was the first one, are you still fat?
Basically, but y'all, he's fat now too, so it doesn't matter. If you're gonna be in the Orlando, the Hamburglar Mary's, they sued the legislature, and then they started a GoFundMe for their legal bills. Y'all, they've raised like $50,000 in like 3 days. So I'm glad for them, as long as they don't raise the prices for dinner Friday night.
After Friday night,
right. But y'all, we have the big doings. As you can see behind me,
I see a valise.
Well, no, the valise isn't back there yet, but y'all, the stacks of clothes are on the bed. The stacks of clothes are back there. We still got to pull out the swimming trunks and a couple of things. But
I still haven't seen the travel document.
Oh, do you want me to send it to you?
That would be great.
Well, you know, if there's one thing, y'all were just going to do this live on the show.
Well, and I think after last week when I was doing you know, sorting of the paperwork. People just really, really like that.
Well, and they do. They do. I don't. I mean, why else would you listen? If you didn't like it, then, you know.
Hello? Why are you listening?
Right, right. Y'all, let's just open up the chat and let's just.
Okay. Oh, I got to do it in the chat. Okay. I was looking
well,
for
I mean, I can,
but that's
I can
okay.
e-letter,
no, that's
but
right.
you can just. Where did I put it? Ooh, bloop. Y'all, I think, oh, yeah, on the desktop.
Chat. Right.
I tried to make it smaller for you.
Who can see your message?
Yep.
There it is. Traveldocument.pdf.
Yeah. Y'all, I've got to open. Y'all, I forgot to print it. So I also forgot to sign something at the coal mine that involves me getting paid. So I got to run back by there on Saturday night. But y'all, that's okay. Cause
all right, now, what is this font, first of all?
The name of that font is 8-Track. But that is the font they're using for some of the marketing for the G'days this year. So thanks to Adobe Fonts, we were able to just scan that. Y'all, it is not the most detailed travel document,
but the important information is right there on front.
Correct, y'all. Probably not the nicest cover, but y'all, we're having a Big Ed free G'day. So y'all, we're so looking forward to it. We don't have a lot planned. Now we are going to Larry Potter World.
I see the reason you've selected this hotel, the extended stay American,
right?
Orlando Convention Center, and it's, you know, it's obvious the free grab and go brufkas.
Right, right. I mean, why wouldn't we?
Right.
Why wouldn't we? Yeah, we're staying there. We're right across the street from the host hotel. And y'all, on Sunday morning, but you know, yesterday as you're hearing this, because I'm sure you're all listening on Memorial Day.
Right. What else is there to do?
We are hitting the road about 7-8 o'clock in the morning. Y'all, the older I get, the less I want to be on the road with the crazies.
Now, oh, that's the G'day special, the schedule. Okay,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say this starts on Wednesday, but you're leaving on Sunday. So
yeah, well, you had to put the whole G'days schedule in there because
gotcha.
you got to know what's going on, and they're not going to publish it anywhere. So
right. Now I notice I don't see anything here being held at the Parliament House in Orlando.
Well, that's because it closed about 7 years ago.
Ooh, too soon.
Mm. Yeah, actually, that involves a or a. Now, you see the important things are in there. We're stopping at the stew pot.
Well, wait a minute. I'm still going through the schedule.
Oh,
Sunday. Lord. Here we go. No, that's still the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Sunday. Coffee. Bucky's.
Right.
And Bucky's leftovers. Oh, this is the eating schedule.
That's the
schedule.
Eating schedule.
Okay.
Y'all, there...
Yeah, this is the first thing on the travel document, the eating schedule.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
So, brufkas at the hotel every day.
Right. Every day.
Free.
Also, neither one of us likes to get up early and go places. So yeah, that's
okay.
more of our event.
Oh, I see you're eating at the Three Broomsticks.
Uh huh. The Larry Potter event.
I thought that was broomsticks.
Well, actually, I don't think it's that either. I think it's something else. So we're just making it up.
Okay, so Larry Potter's Cafe.
Right, right.
Okay. Yep. Oh, we're having leftover chili. That should bode well never mind.
Well, y'all, we cooked the chili on Saturday night, or no, Friday night. And y'all, I made extra because I just didn't think it was going to be enough. Y'all, we have like 2 gallons of chili frozen.
Okay.
So we have plenty of chili. Y'all, chili freezes good. And then you just take her on down. Y'all, we really aren't taking that much. But, you know, just a little bit of pre-cooking to have a couple of meals ready to go.
Y'all, the things that stick out to me are burrito bowls.
Delicious.
Chili, leftover chili,
mm-hmm.
and curry.
Yeah.
So, you know, this, and Hamburglar Mary. So, y'all, this cannot end well.
I mean, look, fat's going to fat, and, you know, it will be just fine.
Oh, there's the stew pot, yeah.
Yeah.
8 a.m. means 8 a.m. That's the pack. That's the departure. What time are y'all leaving?
Well, right. It's a good question. No one knows yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to stop for the good sod and the coffee, of course.
Right. While you wait in line for nothing. Y'all, right. if you've never had a Vader travel document, well, it's full of inside jokes that have been inside jokes for so long, I don't even remember what some of them are, but you just keep reusing them in every travel document.
Okay. I was just skimming this, and I did not see Barbara Boulevard. Until I just noticed it.
Okay.
I hope that there'll be a humph moment.
Well, we might. Well, that's basically where the Buckreys is, so we might just.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's all sorts of stuff at Barbara Boulevard now, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to stop at the St. There's two. We're going to stop at the St. Augustine one because that's going to be lunch.
Of course.
On the way down, and then we're going to go to the probably just stop again at the Daytona one because it's it's a solid hour, so why not?
Right. Yeah. And I see you're hitting the Holy Land experience too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Why not?
Y'all, they're going to Aldi. They have got they're going to the Golden Corral. Oh, it says not Golden Corral. Okay.
Right. Well, that's that's a throwback to last year because we've had the event. So
right.
Yeah. What you also, Fatty has probably figured out from the travel document is the jar's first task every day upon waking up is to bring
your fat ass coffee.
Correct. Y'all, it's going to bring it itself.
He's got better knees. Oh, rope drop at Universal Orlando. How about that?
Right.
Larry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the jar has no idea who E.T. is.
Yeah, correct. I assume that's going to be miserable for him.
Oh, y'all, they're going to the outlets.
I mean, hello. Y'all, I love a good premium outlets. And y'all, the International Drive premium outlets, they're the good ones. And then we're going to go over to the Mall at Millennia, where we see the Apple Snack Store. Y'all, it's a fancy one. And Cheesecake Factory there.
Yes.
Yeah.
To hold you over. I see you're having dinner at Geyser Point at the
Wilderness
Lodge.
That's optional. You may notice.
I'm sorry. Optional.
Uh-huh.
However, you will be at the Outer Rim.
Yeah. That's really the name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to have a cocktail there. If we go now, y'all, we may not go to the monorail crawl. Only because, I don't like a lot of the people who are going to be there if we're being honest. I don't dislike them. I just don't. They're not my friends. And these people spend all year chatting in their Facebook groups with each other, and I don't participate in that. So we may not do that.
I see Wednesday. There's an SP alert.
There is. They will ruin everything. Sorry, Miss Bacon. But, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh,
I see. You're going to the Flow Rider Von's East.
Well, look. This whole trip is just an excuse to make sure the jar makes it to a real Von's East.
Now, remember in Flow Rider, buy one, get one free does not mean if you only buy one, you get it at half price. You have to buy two to get one free.
Correct.
And the other thing is the Von's East in Flow Rider, they have the big scales.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have a scale right there in the lobby, as where you pick up your shopping cart.
Like as in the scales where you weigh yourself?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get on that on vacation, but
that he has printed out the menus of everywhere they're going to go.
Right. Well, not for me, for the jar. Y'all, the jar is very indecisive when it comes to food. So you got to get
I can see a problem here right now.
The hamburger, the Cheesecake Factory menus?
No. You've only got on here two bottles of wine.
Y'all, it's okay. We bought a box.
Oh, okay.
Y'all.
Oh, but y'all, they are going to get a bag of frozen corn.
Well, you know, this is the food shopping list. This is right. The shopping list, not the packing
list. Oh, there's Miss Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Well, it's
all right. Special G'day's packing items. Y'all, do you know what they are? You got to have your red shirt. Does the jar have a red shirt?
Look, I'm not responsible for the jar.
$2 bills.
You have to pay with your. You have to tip with your $2 bills. Absolutely,
right? Because that way they know that you're queer as a $2 bill.
Right, especially at the all gay motel where we're going to the party. Absolutely.
Swimsuit with pockets to which includes the complimentary waterproof drug holder.
It's true. You get one of those at every party you go to. You got to have the flops.
Flops, tiaras, the bro.
Packed.
Vests.
Mm-hmm.
Gay Day booklet published by Watermark.
And y'all, I have checked, and the Gay Day's booklet has in fact been published.
Oh, so, have you printed it yet?
No, we'll just have to swing by and pick it up somewhere.
Okay.
But
you know, I don't see a clothing packing list anywhere.
Look, I am not responsible for the jar's clothes being packed. So
quite frankly, just bring your steamer trunk of shoes and everything will be fine.
Right, right. Y'all, I mean, what else would you need? So, but y'all, we gonna run by the coal mine to print out the travel document and sign something tonight. Check on Miss Prune. Y'all, Miss Prune left for vacation early. She had enough of everybody's bullshit.
I don't blame her.
And she is staying downtown in a fancy house with some friends of the Jars. But y'all, she has rained holy terror on their lives since Wednesday. So gonna go by and check on her, and then that's the plan for Saturday. On Sunday morning, we're up, we're at them, we're out the door. Y'all, we plan to be in the Orlando's by 3 p.m. and then we will enjoy our week and
not
head
a
home.
Snowball's chance in hell
that we'll be there by 3.
Yeah.
It depends how long we have.
I don't know. Does the jar have a lead foot?
Hopefully not too bad on this trip. Okay. I mean, But y'all, it's only 5 hours and 45 minutes with no traffic or stop. So you figure we stop at Bucky's for 30 minutes. We stop at the TT area for 10 minutes. I think we'll be okay. It just depends on traffic.
You got two Bucky's.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but that includes a TT break, a sissy, or a boom boom, even if you need to.
Oh, well, they have the finest facilities.
They do. I can attest to that. I use them on New Year's Day.
Granny could go in there, blow it up, and seconds later it would be available for other humans.
They'd actually probably have to shut them down.
Well, yeah.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everybody. It's time to play that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and I really have to reach. I have to dig through my knowledge to figure out if they're dead or alive, and then I just wow you with my knowledge of who they are and how you know
them. In fact, your reach is much like a dead or alive puppet show.
Right. Yeah.
All right. By the way, I'm not going to ask this one, but John F. Kennedy, are you familiar with Fitz?
I think he is technically dead.
Yes, but I'm not asking you that one. He would be 106 years old.
Word.
That just kind of went, whoa!
Yeah.
Okay. Al Unser.
Al Unser. He is alive. Al Unser is one of those sports ball hosts on the ESPN.
ESPN, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Al Unser is dead. Died in 2021. Not too dead, but he was an American auto racer.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with him. I'll have to dig through my auto racing knowledge later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we're coming up on Pride Month.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I've packed the Pride flag.
Yes,
who are you talking to?
Exactly. Right. Well, you're going to be there for the start of it at the Good Days. So, Gene Robinson.
Gene Robinson is, I would go with, Gene Robinson, I would go with dead. But y'all, he was Will Robinson's father in that Lost in Space.
Lost in Space, Danger Will Robinson.
Exactly.
Gene Robinson appears to be alive.
Oh.
And I'm guessing that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, might know this. He was an American Episcopalian bishop and the first openly gay priest of any Christian denomination. So, anyway, have we got time for a couple more?
Oh, we can squeeze in one or two more.
Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman is alive, as far as I know. Y'all, he was a child child actor and star. And he was on that, what was the name of that show? Silver Spoons, way back
Silver
in the day.
Silver Spoons, yes. Uh-huh. Danny Elfman is indeed alive, and he was the Grammy Award winning composer of the Simpsons theme. And different Tim Burton films.
Ooh.
How about that? Huh?
Oh.
You know, Bob Hope. This would have been Bob Hope's birthday also. He's dead. Do you know who Bob Hope is?
I do.
You know, he used to do a walk-on on Johnny Carson's show.
Oh, well, they were tight.
They were tight. They were tight. Johnny Carson's dead, too. John Hinckley Jr.
John Hinckley Jr. also dead. Y'all, John Hinckley Jr. was the man who tried to, assassinated President Lincoln. Way back when.
Mm-hmm. John Hinckley Jr. Is alive, and he attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan.
I was close.
We'll give you partial credit on that, because it was a presidential association involved there. Assassination. All right, one more. Lisa Welchel.
Oh, speaking of 80s TV actresses, y'all, Lisa Welchel was on that Facts of Life way back when. And
girls!
And she, as well as all of the cast, except for Charlotte Ray, I believe, are still alive.
Oh, girls! Lisa Welchel played Blaya on that show. So, anyway,
she looks like hell. But yes, she's also like 70 something years old, I think. But still,
she was born in 1963, so that would make her what?
Oh no, 60 something. Yeah,
yeah, right around 60.
Oh, she was actually young. I figured they were older playing the characters on that little show. Did y'all like? I love the Facts of Life as a kid, and y'all, they had a TV special one time. This is My Father Knows Best Home for Christmas, but they had a TV special on the NBC that was the Facts of Life Down Under. And y'all, they packed up and they went with Beverly to Australia. And it was, y'all, it was, I would watch it over and over if I had a beta max of it.
Okay.
But I don't
know. I know I've got the travel document here, but anything special that you're doing for Memorial Day that maybe let me rephrase that. Anything that's going to be a surprise for the jar that you've got planned? A little something up your sleeve?
No. No, because y'all, the jar and I are about to spend 8 days together, so there probably won't be any surprises. But
y'all, this will be the last report on the jar, except that he needs to bring my valise back.
I was about to say, I was like, he just keeps the valise. Y'all,
you know, it's sort of like the rice-a-roni of the Good Days trip. You know, it's a
parting,
a lovely
gift.
Parting gift. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, yeah, so. Well, the Big Fatty gives, the jar.
Yeah.
After he's had
speaking of a lovely parting gift, do we have one for this little show?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I wouldn't call it a gift. But chlamydia has also been called a gift, so I guess it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, well, it sounds, and, you know,
similar.
Happy chlamydia!